You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. As promised, our guest is Kevin Freeman, a senior fellow with the Center for Security Policy, the founder and CEO of Freeman Global. He is also the driving force behind an absolutely superb institution. He calls it the National Security Investment Consultants Institute, and he is the author of two best-selling books, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market, and Why It Can Happen Again, and Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. Kevin Freeman, welcome back. It's good to have you as always.
Thank you, Frank.
You, of course, have written what I consider to be sort of the definitive piece on economic warfare and how it has happened to us. Tie in a little bit, Kevin, what seems to be in the works at the moment with respect to the Chinese. Gordon Chang and I were just discussing their cyber attacks on the United States, but that's not the full extent of it, is it?
No, and actually, I would give the Chinese credit for writing the definitive work on economic warfare. It's a book titled Unrestricted Warfare, and it's their master plan that they've been following since it was published by the People's Liberation Army in 1999. And they talked about in 1999 a massive cyber army effort, which we're seeing now. They talk about putting hacker detachments and computer viruses and embarrassing people on the internet. But they also talked about important things like replacing the currency of the U.S. dollar, and talked about things like crashing stock markets and subverting our economy through intellectual property theft and all sorts of other interesting things. So they wrote the definitive book, and I've commented on it.
We're talking with Kevin Freeman about economic warfare against the United States, notably by Communist China. And Kevin, in addition to this business of cyber warfare, unrestricted warfare has talked about market manipulation and the ability of even a single individual, perhaps, to take down Wall Street. This is not entirely an abstraction or the wild musings of some Chinese colonels, is it?
No, and they mentioned a single man-made stock market crash in unrestricted warfare. And just very recently, Steve Wynn, very famous, very wealthy casino mogul, noticed that his Wynn casino stock was being manipulated using the very techniques, dark pools, high frequency trading, naked short selling, all the things I talked about in the book Secret Weapon, all the things alluded to by the Chinese. And these techniques could be used by a number of players to crash our stock market.
This is perhaps one piece of what the Chinese have in mind. What others are also mulling, apparently, is attacking our currency. Give us a sense of, in particular, what the Chinese are doing in that regard, Kevin Freeman.
Well, there has, since Bretton Woods, since World War II, really, there's been one major currency of the world, which was the U.S. dollar. The euro has attempted to take its place, and it has to a certain extent. But China has, for several decades now, warned that that if the dollar remains the strongest currency, the reserve currency of the world, that it limits their power. And as a result, they have undertaken efforts not only to manipulate currencies, which they've done through the years, but also to totally displace the U.S. dollar when the timing is right. And they've been joined by Vladimir Putin from Russia in interest of doing this. They want to replace the dollar with a gold-backed yuan.
This is a punch that is being telegraphed. It couldn't be more clear that this is in the works, Kevin. Can you give us a sense of how far off the day of reckoning may be? And please, if you would as well, some sense of what the implications might be should they be able to pull this off.
Well, it is something that could happen in a financial crisis fairly quickly. But I don't know exactly the timing that might be. But I would say that this September, the Chinese currency is added to the basket of the IMF of reserve currencies, which is a big step forward for them. And they have in place alternatives to the SWIFT transaction system, to the World Bank, to the IMF, and so forth. And with the SWIFT transaction system, it's interesting because it's losing stature in the world because it's been hacked twice. Once where they moved 80-some million dollars away from a government, and just even more recently there were hacking attempts. So SWIFT is losing prestige, and the Chinese are creating an alternative to SWIFT that they will claim is less subject to being hacked. So they're moving rapidly, maybe a year to 5 years before they're ready to pull the trigger.
Kevin, you said they basically stole $80 million. Were you speaking of the Chinese, or were you speaking of some unknown hackers? And if they are unknown, is there reason to be concerned, as we were just discussing with Gordon Chang, that if 90%, according to U.S. government sources, of these hacking attacks are now coming from China or from entities that probably are operating with the support of the Chinese, that they may be doing this precisely for the purpose of driving business to their counterpart to the SWIFT program?
Well, I suppose that's possible. The SWIFT hack of Bangladesh was done by criminal elements, whether they were supported by the Chinese or not, or, you know, was this something that they were checking out to see how they could pull it off? I don't know. Vietnam claims that they were also targeted for a SWIFT hack, and it looks like criminal activity. But if it had a nation state behind it to test vulnerabilities, we don't know. That's always a possibility.
It's definitely something that you've covered in your book, Secret Weapon and Game Plan, that all of these tools are available to foreign governments as well as increasingly to private individuals. It's a really troubling story. And Kevin, speaking of economic warfare, I don't want to let you go without having gotten an update from you about what the Saudis are up to. You were one of the first to call attention to the fact that they've engaged in economic warfare against our energy sector. What's the latest on the possibility that they may be only too happy to migrate their transactions to a gold-backed yuan instead of the dollar?
Well, China has been courting the Saudis. China is obviously a large user of energy, and they've been courting the Saudis for quite some time. And the Chinese and the Saudis have both indicated that they would dump U.S. Treasury bonds in reaction if we did something that upset them, or as an act of warfare or whatever. The Saudis in particular recently said, if you expose us and any implication that we had anything to do with 9/11, we'll dump your bonds. The Chinese are all too happy to court them and say, we'll pick up that business and we can just replace the dollar and do oil transactions in renminbi and gold back yuan.
And again, should all of this be sort of locked down, and you suggest that is in the process now, could this be something that we see in the near future, in your judgment?
Well, it is certainly in place that it could happen anytime. We've seen such enormous dislocations in the global markets, and we just continue to tell the American people, continue to be told everything's fine, we're on top of everything, you know, the hacking we're aware of with China and so forth. But the reality of it is that we're in a very tumultuous world. We're in a transition point between administrations. We have a lame duck president, and we'll have a new administration coming in. That is an ideal setup. That 2008, we suffered economic attack in 2008 during the election season. So we're very ripe for that.
Your superb book on the subject, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again, is really required reading for our time, I think. And Kevin, we're always delighted to have a chance to visit with you, especially on so somber an occasion as the developments you've just described. Keep up the good work, my friend, at Freeman Global, and come back to us again very soon. Next up, Rowan Scarborough, one of the country's best national security reporters, joins us with an update on what's happening to the United States military and all of this. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.